I mean, I didn't have tennis at my school. Probably wasn't the norm that for kids to have tennis in their schools. But I think that's a cool thing about what the Wimbledon Foundation, the Junior Tennis Initiative, is doing, right? Like, they're taking tennis to the kids, bringing it into schools that maybe otherwise wouldn't have that opportunity. And yeah, I think they've done a lot of great work, and the initiative is going from strength to strength over the years, right? They're reaching a lot of kids, and yeah, I'm excited to see where that goes. But yeah, I think the more for us, you know, if you want more champions, if you're looking at it like that, then, you know, obviously the bigger your net or your talent pool, the bigger the opportunity to bring kids through to the top of the game. Well, it's hopefully going to inspire the ones that have the opportunity to be part of it. You know, it's very much in the Merton and Wandsworth boroughs, and you know, it's over 300,000 kids they've reached now. So it's a lot of kids that are getting rackets in their hands and learning how to play the game, and you know, see where that takes them. Whether that takes them to Wimbledon, or it just takes them into enjoying it as a hobby or whatever, or something they can do with their friends or their family. Like, you know, that's also very important.
And you've got a daughter, and just ask you quickly, would you encourage her to play tennis as well?
Yeah, so she actually goes to Tots Tennis once a week down at the Rains Park at the community centre there. But yeah, I want her to learn. Like, I want her to learn more, not because I want her to play at Wimbledon necessarily, but just because I want her to, you know, get active and get used to throwing and catching. And I think, like, racket sports, it teaches you a lot, tennis, like, in, you know, certain personality traits and things like this that you develop as you go through the sport. And I think that's important, like. When I see them all, like, listening to the coach, and they're all, like, in their order, and they're all taking it all in and stuff, like, probably teaches me to kind of listen more, right? be more attentive. But it's fun to see them out there enjoying it and getting that experience. And I think, I think the foundation's doing a lot of good stuff, I think. And a lot of kids here that wouldn't normally get the chance to play tennis, you know? Like, it's... And we want tennis to be accessible to all, really. I know it's always going to be seen probably as an elitist sport or an expensive sport, and, you know, it's up for the governing bodies to kind of make it as accessible to as many people as possible and just get them, you know, involved in the sport, because it is an amazing sport, and it gives you a lot.
You know, it's something that my mum has been incredibly passionate about, and she's done so much. Yeah, she's done so much work and introduced so many, you know, kids, parents, teachers to tennis, because, you know, she's a huge believer in that. So whether I carry on that with her, I don't know, but it's good to see that there's things like that are happening around the country. Yeah,
retirement is fine. Yeah, I mean, it's fairly new, but I'm enjoying like being at home, not being on the road all the time, or having to think about, you know, booking airfares and hotels and worrying about practice and all that stuff. So I'm happy for the moment, and let's see what happens in the future, yeah.
You playing any golf with your brother?
A little bit, yeah, a little bit. Trying to catch up with him. Yeah, he's got a bit of a head start, but yeah, let's see, now's my time. Yeah.
What advice would you give any young person who wants to get into the sport?
Oh, that's a good question. That's a good question. I mean... I think it also depends, right? A lot of it's maybe to with the parents, you know. It also depends on the facilities that are close to you or that are around you. You know, obviously, like the parks have been redeveloped a lot over the years to make them more accessible and get more people kind of using those facilities. I mean, local clubs as well. Hopefully, they're kind of, you know, they've got stuff going, and there's kind of, it's a place that kids will want to hang out and feel welcome at. I think that's also important. But again, in my experience, which I can only talk about my experience, I was very fortunate because I had a mum who's a tennis coach. So, you know, I'm starting at a much further down the road than most. I appreciate that.